Dana, D-A-N-A, Sherman, S-H-E-R-M-A-N, 321-87, 36-year-old woman comes in with possible UTI, period. The paragraph patient has no abdominal pain but has dysuria and back pain, period. The paragraph has had a history of urinary tract infection before, associated with polynephritis, but those were all years ago, period. The paragraph definitely gets 3 urinary tract infections a year, period. She's married, social, she works in logistics, she has a lot of sitting down, she doesn't smoke, she drinks occasionally, has 3 children, period. She knows about emptying her bladder after sex and drinking lots of water, staying away from sweet things, and shower versus bath, period. Allergy to amoxicillin, but has had Rocephin injections in the past. Surgery, partial distress from medical problems, anxiety and asthma medication, Prozac, Protonix, and Flovent. COVID immunization and family history, has no relationship with mom and dad, so doesn't know anything about their medical issues. New paragraph, your analysis today is consistent with urinary tract infection. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress, she's under 81 pounds, 98%, 98.8, 18, 58, 126, 73, heart positive, home positive, lungs clear, abdomen soft, make sure these shows nourished, there's definitely no CDA tenderness present. Abdominal ultrasound shows a normal bladder, urine, kidneys, no stones, no hydronephrosis, no dead period, new paragraph. We'll treat the patient with Rocephin gram now. Next number is Cipro 500 BID, next one is lots of liquid. Next number is develops nausea, vomiting, back pain, CDA, tenderness, any sign of polynephritis, as was discussed with patient, will return or go to the emergency room, by the way. Thank you.